Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis.
Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, hello everyone on this Wednesday afternoon. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the show which we call Spiritual Connections. It's not a show for me just to do readings with a guest, as my normal Sunday show would be. It's a show for you to get involved, a show for you to work alongside me, Mike Davis, known as the People's Psychic. You can come along, as I say, work alongside me. I've got Kerry here in the studio with me. I've got a special friend there as well, waiting to do some work as well. But if you want to work alongside with us, let us know one way or another. You can either let me know via Facebook or whether you have Skype. You can come in that way. If you are in America, you can dial in the number, which is 760-283-4611. If you want to call in for a reading, that's fine. Call in for a reading. You're more than welcome. If you want to call in to help with readings, then you need to let me know that's what you want. And you need to do that either via Facebook, which is Mike Davis Medium, or let me know in the chat room of Blog Talk Radio, / Mike Spirit FM. Whichever way you want to get in touch, then please do so. You are more than welcome. As I said, today's show is all about you. It's a Wednesday, so which means I'm going to make lots of mistakes, particularly the way I'm speaking. I'm allowed. It's a Wednesday, midweek. I've been working hard all day. I can hear you all going, oh, I really can. Well, maybe not. But I'm sure you are. And I know that, it's a show that we can all enjoy today, because that's exactly what it's all about. I'm going to introduce you to someone I have in the studio. This is my Kerry. So let me just bring on Kerry. Hi, Kerry. How are you doing there? Good. I think you need to come a little bit. No. Try again. I don't think that's working. Maybe if I switch this up by there.
It might work now.
Now it works because I pushed the button. See, it said it's a Wednesday. I'm allowed to make a few mistakes. I had Kerry muted. Power of buttons. So, Kerry, I know that you know very well. I know that actually we've just come back from the doctors, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because I took you to the doctors because I know that you're not very well. Maybe we'll ease up on you a bit tonight and give you a bit of an easy ride, so to speak. But, it's always nice to have you here. Always nice for you to be in Studio One with us doing this show because, this show kind of fits you perfect, doesn't it? It's not that you need any advice or development, but it's nice that you can interact in a show like this because, as you know, my show on a Sunday, it's a very busy show, very popular show. So is Spiritual Connections, Spiritual Connections has been going a long, long, long time. It just had a little break, but we're back. I'm back with a vengeance. And I will say to everyone, that you are, I've lost the plot now. I was reading something else. Multitasking. Men and multitasking. What's going on with men and multitasking? Kerry, can you tell us why men cannot multitask? Because I was reading something there then and I just completely lost the plot. I haven't got a clue what I was on about.
It don't suit you.
No. Multitasking.
No.
No. Okay, let me get back to where I was and maybe that might prompt me. No, it doesn't. Anyway, I know what I was talking about. This show suits you right down to the ground. Because, as I said, not that you need development, but it's always nice to learn and understand more. What I always say on this show is, that you can work under my watchful eye. And, you know, I have 20 years experience, and I think I've done okay up as far as yet. I've done okay. Not fantastic, but I've done okay, you know. I've managed to go on quite a few tours. I've managed to... I shouldn't say manage, that's the wrong word. Marley Dog is having a go at me there for saying manage, because he'll bark in a minute. He really will. But back in 2009, I won the national award for my mediumship, which is fantastic. You know, I think, well done. Pat on my back, fella. Okay, not too hard. Yeah, you know, under my watchful eye, you know, as I said, I've done quite a few tours. Last year, I toured America, Norway. I've already toured Norway once this year. About to go out with yourself, Kelly, in just 2 weeks, is it now?
Yeah.
2 weeks' time, we'll be touring Norway, and that will be on the 24th. 24th. I'm glad you sat by me. And whilst we're out in Norway, we will be offering workshops, private readings, demonstrations. Lots going on. It's going to be a jam-packed... And you know, we're there for a few days. We're there from a Friday. We'll be working the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday, the Monday, and coming on the Tuesday. Or I actually come on Monday evening. And the reason why I'll be coming on Monday evening is because, you know, we've simply got a church service to do here in the UK, and, you know, it's booked in, and we go into that church service, jet lagged or not. It makes no difference. I'll still be going there to work for Spirit on that Tuesday. And I know exactly what I was going to tell everyone before I did lose the plot. I was going to say, sadly, this may be the last Wednesday for Spiritual Connections. But don't gasp. We will be back. But at a different day, we're going to be going to a Thursday. Simply because our other host here on Mike Spirit FM, Matthew James, of a Monday. Now, it's a bit awkward for Matthew because, as you know, Kerry, Matthew is in Australia and he has to be up at 5 a.m. in the morning to start the show. Well, there's dedication for you, isn't there? Mm-hmm. You know, to get up, and he says, you know, I have to be up an hour earlier. So he's up at 4 a.m. In the morning. He has an hour to come around. I think I'd need a bit more than an hour to come around if I had to get up that time in the morning. Then he does his two-hour show and then sets off for the rest of the day. So Matthew, in all fairness to him, he's going to be taking over this Wednesday slot very soon. I think it's maybe 2 weeks' time?
24th.
Yeah, that's the day that we go over to Norway, isn't it? So, he's going to be taking over this Wednesday, which gives us the... opportunity to start up on the Thursday. So, you know, fear not, ladies and gentlemen. We will be here on the Thursday. I think that may start next week. In fact, let's make a conscious decision. Yes, it's going to start next week. Next week, it will be on Thursday. And I will remind you throughout the show that it is going to be next week. Well, as I said, you know, it's a show for yourselves. It's a show for you to call in and have your readings. It's a show for you to come along and enjoy. It's a show for you to come in and interact with me. As I said, you know, I have 20 years experience. I've toured America. I've toured Spain. I've toured Norway. I've won the national award for my mediumship. And, you know, Kelly, maybe now I should say that special thing. I've been holding back, haven't I? It's something special that maybe I should tell all the listeners about right now.
Yeah.
You think it's time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as of next month, which is the 5th of next month, on sale, there's a magazine called Fate and Fortune. But it's actually called Chat Fate and Fortune, isn't it? No, Take a Break Fate and Fortune. And if you purchase that copy next week, of Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, you will be reading how I become involved in spiritualism, how my journey started to where it is now. So, I'll be buying a copy because I want to see what's printed. Because sometimes, you know, little misprints may happen, and but I'm sure it's all going to be good. I'm sure it's all going to be fine, and I'm going to enjoy reading about myself. That's going to be strange, isn't it? You know, sitting there holding a magazine, looking at the picture of myself, I'm not going to divulge of what's in there because, you know, I'm kind of under a contract. I'm not allowed for, is it 3 weeks prior and 3 weeks after? I think it is. So, you know, I've got to adhere to that. But it's going to be quite bizarre. Open up a magazine and there I am, a picture of me and the write-up about me of how I started into spiritualism. And as I said, the journey through it, just a brief journey that takes me up to where, I suppose, 2013. So I'm going to be interested to read that. Well, as I said, in the studio, one, it's Kerry Carr. And also joining me on Skype here to interact within the show today, it's a wonderful friend of mine that I've had the privilege and pleasure of meeting this friend. And, you know, I know I can call her my friend because she is just that, an absolutely wonderful friend to have and to be around. A wonderful energy. I know that she was on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show this Sunday, just gone, just briefly. And this is the wonderful Junie from Love After Life. That's the company that June runs. And hi, June, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Well, hello, June. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm sitting here chatting with Jerry, actually.
Perfect.
And that's my spirit husband.
Yep. Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about Jerry there? Because, you know, maybe we may have some new listeners, June, that didn't listen in on Sunday.
Yes. Jerry and I were married 31 years. He passed from cancer in 2010. It wasn't about a month later I started getting what I called coincidences at the time.
Yeah.
Things were happening, and I ignored them.
Okay.
The next thing I know, in the evening hours when I was trying to go to sleep, I started getting what I called paranormal visits from Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, it's just basically deciding whether or not I wanted this to, I didn't know if I was crazy first. That's the first thing. I really thought that I had gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
But come to find out what it was that he was trying to communicate, and I decided to go for it and try to build this bridge of communication with him. And I actually started talking to him, and then I researched on the computer about life after death. Is there an afterlife and so on? Yeah, so I'm here to support you out there because I'm just like the rest of you. I'm a housewife. You know, I was a caregiver. My mother's passed as well in December. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions of how did you do this? How did you and Jerry do this?
You know,
so, yeah.
I mean, it's quite a unique story because I know that you still have very much the same relationship as you had with Jerry when he was alive in this physical life. But now he's alive in the spirit world. It's a very similar relationship that you have on a day-to-day basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's actually a love story. This is a love story where Jerry's on one side and I'm on the other, a lot like a lot of you people out there who have a husband that might be thousands of miles away from you. And how do you connect? Well, you have to make a phone call or you have to use the computer or whatever. With Jerry, it's communication through the spirit world. And I found out that I was a medium. I didn't know that. Jerry's been teaching me for 3 years now. He's been one of my guides. He's the major guide, actually. And he's telling me to tell everyone that we do just about everything we ever did before and talk the way we used to. The only thing we can't do is touch each other. He can once in a while. I might feel a little brushing against my cheek, but I don't see him. And, other than that, it's, we have popcorn, watch TV, all those things. Yeah.
You know, and that's absolutely perfect because, you know, we all, I suppose, have experienced a loss. But, you know, when we, you know, if we can have an understanding of life after death, it brings ease to us. It brings comfort to us. But when you have that communication or that connection that you still have with Jerry, isn't that perfect? To think that, you know, even though that his physical body is gone.
It is. It's near perfect. The only thing that the two negatives that came up right away was people, I don't think they mean to hurt my feelings about this, but they'll say, why don't you get yourself a real man? Well, you know, that comment, I've heard that before. He is. He's a real man to me. He's here.
Of course.
He's here, and I don't, you know, that kind of comment, we'll just let that go. And other than being able to, I asked to be able to see him, and he said, better that I don't, because apparently I can't just focus on Jerry if I do decide to try and see Spirit.
Yeah.
I'll have to see all of them, not just Jerry.
You have the ability to see Spirit, which is called clear, sorry, I've lost my plot, clear voyance. No, that's wrong. Because clairvoyance is clear hearing. Clairsentience is sensing.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost the plot. June, it's a Wednesday. You know,
that's all right.
I do this every
You're allowed. And I want you to know something that, and Carrie, we love you. We don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you do, Mike.
First thing, June, clairvoyance is clear.
Yes.
Clairaudience is hearing.
Is hearing.
Clairsentience. It's clear sensing.
Exactly.
It's clear taste.
Yep.
Sense. You know, it's all of them rolling to one. I know that I've got Rihanna there in the chat room laughing at me. And yeah, Rihanna, you wouldn't hear me making a mistake like that on a Sunday. Surely you wouldn't. You're all forgetting. who am I anyway, Jim?
Well, Jerry said to tell you, you're human, Mike.
This is true. This is true. As I said, Jim, you know, after a day's work... and then rushing home and taking Kelly to the doctors, you know, the medical center, as you would know in the US. You know, then after that, I had to go down my mum's house, and because my mum and dad, oh bless them, they've just had a new kitchen fitted, and you know, new tiles and everything else. So my dad went out and bought some new blinds to match the new decoration of the home. So I had a phone call, Michael. I said yes. I knew they wanted something the minute they went, Michael. And my mother says, oh, you'll never guess what he's done now. And I said, oh, what has he done? And I know exactly where she's going. Oh, he's only gone out and bought new blinds, and he wants me to ring you so you can come down and fit them now. Now, I will do it later. So literally, we've just come back from my mum's. I think we just had a quick cup of tea, didn't we, Kelly? And then straight here to Spiritual Connections. So, yeah, it's been a jam-packed day, so I'm allowed to make a mistake. I like that.
Oh, sure you are. Also, I was hoping to connect with people out there that have children that are gifted and grandchildren. I have a grandson who is now 9, and when his grandfather passed, we used to watch him out the window. He'd be outside talking to somebody. We didn't know who. And after I found out what I was capable of doing, he came in to me one day and he said, Nana, he said, Grandpa's not coming back, you know. And I said, I know, and I understand. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, because he told me. Well, I could have taken that and, you know, just ignored it.
Yeah.
But I knew he was seeing his grandfather. And yes, he does. And he chats with his grandfather. And what we're doing is trying to keep him normal, if that's what you want to use for the words, normal childhood, but yet let him understand that he has a gift.
Of course.
And also, so he chats with his grandfather, and other children hopefully will be able to connect with him, and they'll all share this wonderful, beautiful gift. But we don't point fingers or say he's just hearing, he's not, you know, seeing it. He is.
You know,
he sees him.
And June, you know, that's absolutely perfect, because you know, it's through an innocence of a child's mind that we're actually talking tonight. Because if you look back through the history of Spiritualism, it dates back to 1848 in America, in Hydesville, in fact, of the two young children called the Fox Sisters. And they were age 7 and age 8. And, you know, they heard voices, rappings and tappings. And they heard a voice saying, I'm buried down in the cellar wall. And they convinced their father to knock the walls down, and there's a body laying there, exactly the way that these two youngsters described. So doesn't that just tell us it's a natural born gift to have? So through that innocence of those children's minds, that Spiritualism became to the forefront of people's minds. So, you know, I think, and, you know, obviously that we can't do this, but, you know, imagine if we had a child that was born into this life, and we enhanced the gift of that child to connect to the spirit world, because it's a natural born gift to have. If your child or you even in fact has had an imaginary friend growing up, or you play in the corner and maybe not mention things, that is spirit, because spirit comes in. If we can only enhance that from a child and develop that gift that that child would have growing up through life, what an amazing gift that that child would have when they become into adulthood. You know, it would be absolutely amazing. But obviously we can't do that. And, you know, unfortunately, we go through school, we go through, our friends and our mums and dads. And, you know, we all say, it's all in your mind, it's all imaginary. And we kind of start to lose it. Then the more that is told us imaginary, we start to lose that natural gift that we have. And then to develop it as a medium, you have to kind of go back to your childhood, if you like, to where you would have had your imaginary friends, and where you would have had, hearing little things and not paying any attention to it, because it's perfectly natural and normal. And then once you can develop that, you can then start to enjoy the work that you have with the spirit world. But, you know, Jim, I find that people want to become mediums now. Do you find that, June, yourself?
Yes, I do.
And there's no time for development anymore. And I sat for years. In fact, when I first started, when I was going back to the age of 17, which I obviously again I can't divulge the story because of the article in the magazine. But when I first started. I started sitting for spirit one night a week, two nights a week, three nights a week, turning into four nights a week, where then I started to take a little portion of a church service, which turned into working as a co-worker with somebody alongside someone underneath their watchful eye, which then turned into taking more of the service, then led on to taking a service myself. And then after I took that service myself, it's like as if a whole new world opened up to me, and it was like the birth of Mike Davis Medium, if you like, and that was like some over 20 years ago now. And June, I've never stopped, and there's been points in my life, and I can imagine more so listeners, and well, if not more, most of them, I would say all of our listeners would understand. We go through some difficult times in our lives. I've been married, divorced, and everything else. It was at that time I thought, I can't be bothered with all this no more. Why didn't Spirit tell me this? Why didn't they warn me this? Why didn't they do this? I thought to myself at the time, I'm not doing it no more. June, I found myself sat in my home with my diary, cancelling everything I had in my diary. And I got to the last one, the last church, because I'd done all the venues, I'd done all the tours. And I came to the last church, and a voice came in and said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm cancelling. I don't want to do this for you anymore. No, you should have helped me. You should have done this for me." And I rung this lady that was organising this church, the booking secretary, and I said, "I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel your service. I'm pulling back, I'm really sorry." And she said, "Well, I'm not cancelling it, Michael. There's no way. We have booked you, and you are coming." And, she said to me, "I know you're having difficulty in your life. I know that there's problems in your life, but I'm going to keep this date open for you." And I said, "Well, no, I'm sorry, but keep it open, but I won't be coming." And she said, "Okay, no problem. We'll chat to you when you arrive at the date." And I said, "No, I won't be there." And she said, "Oh, yes, you will." So I said, "Okay, I said it again, I really apologize. I won't be there. Thank you very much for your time. Goodbye." And put the phone down. So it was like as if Spirit then left me alone for maybe a week. And it's quite funny, because after a week, June, as you can imagine, with working almost every night of the week, I got bored. I was already going through the process of being divorced. So, I didn't have the family, every day-to-day thing of worrying about. I'd come home from work and I'd be sat at my mum's house, and I was bored. And my phone rang. and it was a church, and said, Michael, is there any chance you can fill in tonight? We've just had a cancellation, and we can't find anyone. I know that you're having difficulty in your life, but we're stuck. You either got to come or we got to close the church. And I said, oh, you can't close the church? You can't do that to Spirit. How dare you? I'll be there now. I found myself going to this church, and I was mad. I was mad because she said that she was going to close the church. And I stood up on the platform and started to work, and I thought to myself, well, that was so sneaky, the way that they got me in to do this again. And you know, Jim, I thought to myself, well, obviously I'm not meant to stop. And you know, every date I cancelled soon got refilled by the booking secretaries ringing me saying, we need you to help out, we've had a cancellation. And for almost like 6 months, I just worked for churches on the cancellations. And I was busier doing the cancellations than what I was doing the ordinary services anyway. So, you know, my work never stopped for the Spirit world, even though, you know, we may suffer things in our lives. Once you're a medium, and once you are a working medium, you never stop. And
it's true.
It's wonderful. You know, I can't imagine doing anything different. I really, you know, I adore doing what I do. But, you know, I know that, I want to talk to you throughout the show, and maybe you can join in with some readings with me and Kerry and whoever else decides to come on here. But I know that soon I will be doing a tour in and around the New Hampshire area in the USA.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I get so excited. Oh, my gosh.
Well, actually, you are the hostess of that,
yes.
Which I'm really privileged and honored to even for you to ask me, you know. So
yes.
We will talk more about that. But
okay.
just briefly, you know, and because you come on the show Sunday, I think we need to clear a few things up because we had a lot of confusion after you left.
Okay.
We had lots of confusion, even to the point that where me and Kerry was like, no, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. And we really got confused. The email address people need to email, it's Mike Davis, USA. And now this is where the confusion, I say the number two, meaning two, not T-W-O or T-O. It's the number two, isn't it?
That's correct.
So it's Mike Davis, USA. I'm writing what I'm saying, the number two, but not the words the number, just two, at AOL.com.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's, one more time. It's Mike Davis, USA, the number two, at AOL.com. If people want to email there, they can find out exactly where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, when I'm going to be doing it. And June, you'll reply to that email as you are the hostess of the and of the tour. You'll reply to that as soon as you possibly can. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I go in there every day, morning, noon, and night, and I'm happy to do it. No problem.
Perfect. Okay. Well, Junie, I'm going to go to a little song here. Okay. Now, we actually chose these songs very quickly tonight because obviously there wasn't much time after I had to go and put, you know, sneakily my mom and dad put up some blinds, the word some. I got there and there was three of them to do. But no,
I'm glad you shared that story, though, because if you came on the show and you said, oh, everything's life is just a bowl of cherries for us mediums, I'm still grieving. I grieve for my husband, even though I'm a medium and I can hear him. I miss him. So being a medium doesn't make it us, you know, exempt from having all of the things in life. I, too, suffered through a divorce 10 years. I raised two sons on my own until I met Jerry. Jerry's the one that helped me raise my boys. And the thing of it is if you and I didn't have this experience, how the heck are we going to relate to others out there?
Exactly.
We're just two normal people like everybody else. We're no different, except that we have this. We have taken and made the decision to embrace this gift.
You know, Jim, that's exactly the way I look at it. You know, I'm no different. You know, I still work full-time. I'm a bricklayer, as you know.
Yes.
Or what some people may call me a stonemason.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do that every day.
Well, I have a prediction for you, Mike. You won't be doing that much longer.
Okay.
You're not going to be busting your butt too much longer doing that.
You know, it's quite strange. You know, I actually enjoy doing it. I love my job.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
You know, I get up in the morning. Okay, maybe not first thing in the morning. I think, oh, do I have to do this again? But you know, I get to work, and you know, I enjoy it. I get up on my scaffolding, and you know, build these houses. And you know, most of the day, and you wouldn't believe, June, if you knew me as a builder, you would know me as a medium. You would think I'm two different people. You know, I'm on scaffolding. I'm singing all day long. I'm shouting at everyone, just having a laugh, and you know. Just a quick story. I've been winding up the scaffolders all day long because I was told that they was going to put the jack wall scaffold up, which obviously the jack wall means it's in between two houses. So, you know, the partition wall. And they were supposed to put the scaffold up first thing this morning. And they didn't actually do it till gone 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I had to build this because the carpenters are coming to set the roof out tomorrow. So I had to stay there and do this. So all day we're going, the jack wall up, boys, yet? Are they getting on that scaffold yet? And they hadn't done it, and they hadn't done it. Came to 2 o'clock, and he went, oh, look. And I'm not going to swear. Not particularly. Oh, it's beep. Done for you, you beep. And I was like, thank you very much, you beep. You know, because I'll have a laugh and a joke with them, Jim, you know? So I'm just ordinarily the same as everyone else. The only difference is I understand that there's a spirit world, and I know that... I can't say every time, but I know that if I need to connect to them or I want to connect to them, I can.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely, yes. I can't wait to hear all the stories from the people out there that are listening to this show. I'm very excited to hear what they have to say. This is going to be fun. So thank you for inviting me.
That's okay. Well, I'm going to go to a short music break. So you put your feet up there, June, okay? Put your feet up, and so can I. And I'm going to play this song here for us.
I guess it's funny from where you're standing. Because from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your nose. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. So I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny. I would do if I saw me. I'll be your clown, your favorite channel. I'd
You know, I absolutely adore that song, June. You know, Clown by Emily Sanders. Absolutely perfect song, it really is, isn't it? Okay, maybe June didn't unmute her microphone there. I'll try again.
Hello.
I absolutely adore that song.
I took a quick trip out to the kitchen. And I thought, well, I'll have some munchies while I'm listening to Mike. And I thought, you, of course you're not going to do that. You're going to be crunching into the microphone. These people don't want to hear that.
Okay, well, let's not crunch, okay? Because we're going to go to the phone lines right now.
Awesome.
Because I know that we got quite a few people in the phone lines waiting. There is still time for people to call in, okay? And the numbers they need to dial, or the number you need to dial is simply 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you go over to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrett FM, you will see that the show there is live, and right at the top of that show page you will see a Skype button. You just press that Skype button, it'll go through a few little things with you, and just allow it, and then that way it's totally free for you to call in to the show today. And June, I need to explain that to people as well, because you know we've got lots of people messaging me on a daily basis saying that, you know, how does it work? Because I know we get lots of people listening, not just in the Blog Talk Radio, we get lots of people listening through the website of MikeSpurrett.fm. We get lots of people listening through the internet device in the home, whether it be an iPhone or iPads or anything, so that they don't have to be in Blog Talk Radio to listen to us. Because, you know, we broadcast in Spreaker, we broadcast on GH Talk Radio, we broadcast in many, many, many different ways. So the free way for you to do this is to call into our reading. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrett FM. And see the Skype button, press that Skype button, and I'll see you come into the switchboard. It's as simple as that. So let's go to the phone lines, and we do have Tina online with us. Hi, Tina, you're there with us.
Hi, how are y'all?
Well, I'm doing very well, a little bit tired, but that's okay. I can cope with that. So I'm doing very well.
That's good.
Hello, Tina.
Hi,
honey.
I love that accent. May I ask where you're from?
Georgia, U.S.
Yay! I'll be there someday. I want to go.
I hope so. I'd love to see y'all.
I hear Georgia's a lovely place. Is that right?
It is. It is. It's very lovely.
Perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for this evening, or this afternoon, rather, in Georgia? See, I told you it's a Wednesday. What was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I didn't know if y'all might could possibly pick up my husband.
Okay, please don't, you know, whenever you call into the show, and I'm going to say this, and please don't take this personally, never ever tell me who you want to come through, okay? Because it's my job to prove to you that there is life after death, okay? By saying I want you to pick up on my husband, we all now know that your husband's in the spirit world, okay? So in future, just have called in for a reading.
Okay.
Simply, and allow us to work to prove to you that we have with us, okay? Now, even though that you've told me your husband is there, you haven't told me no information about him, which that's why I've cut in there, okay? So now we will do our very best there for you to allow spirit to come in. Now, it doesn't mean that your husband's going to communicate. What we will do is, like, if you can imagine, open up a gate, and your loved ones will come in using us as the mediums to pass on that message of love, hope, comfort, peace, whatever it may be, okay? So, Tina, if that's okay, it's a Wednesday, we can do that for you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you want me to start, you guys? Yeah? Terry, do you want me to start?
Yes, please. Yeah?
Okay, Kerry's look. You've got to be a little bit sympathetic with Kerry because she isn't well. So that's fine. I'll be easy on Kerry tonight. Okay. Now let me start because I am aware of a gentleman. Okay, and I hope it is who you want to come through. Now I know I'm aware of this gentleman that makes me aware that he passed to the spirit world very quickly when he went home to the spirit world. I'm feeling an overwhelmness here. And I was just saying to Kerry, you know, I've just opened up as a channel and I'm in floods of tears. And now I know why, okay, because I know this gentleman comes through, and I know that there's so much hurt, there's so much upset of when he passed on to the spirit world, and still, to this day, that there's still lots of tears, lots of upset, because he is not in the physical body anymore. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you, that, you know, this must be, see, it's not like 10 years ago, it's not even like 5 years ago, it's more recent than that, isn't it?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you feel that, you know, if only things were done a little bit different, then he wouldn't have crossed over when he did. Is that right?
Right.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Tina, as this gentleman makes me aware that he stands by the side of me, that he's quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body. He makes me aware that, yes, he complained a little bit about his chest, but nothing that would have felt that severe to him that would have made him cross over, is that right?
Right.
See, and he certainly makes me aware as he draws close around you, okay? He wants me to say to you that you're not alone. He's very much around your vibration. He says to me there about that he's seen these, as I talked about emotions, he's seen tears that's been rolling down your face of late there. Excuse me, because he wants me to dry up the tears. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And he says to me, this has been happening of when you've been in the kitchen. And I believe it's been, I want to say today, I'm reluctant in saying that, but I want to say today you was in your kitchen or you've just been in your kitchen and you was thinking of him and there was tears rolling down your face because in your kitchen, there's things that remind you of your husband. And every time you look at them, that's when the emotion starts there with you. Is that right?
Right.
See, and again, he says to me, tell you that you're not alone. He's very much around your vibration. Now, for some reason, he wants me to say that you know, that you are in mixed decisions at the moment. Should I or shan't I do something? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, all you want is his blessing? Because he would have always called the shots then, for want of a better word. He would have always made the final decision on things. Or you could always rely upon him to make the right choice in life. Is that right?
Yes.
And he says to me about, you know, you have his blessing to do whatever it is that you're in this dilemma for. I don't know what it is. He's not telling me, and it's none of my business anyway. But he says to me that you have his blessing because he's thought long and hard. And so have you thought long and hard. Now, I don't know whether this is to do with, like, moving. Do you understand that you want to move? Because he just makes me aware of the word moving.
Yes, I've been thinking about it.
Okay, perfect. You know, doesn't that just prove to you that your husband is with us right now as we speak? And he has been with you in the spirit world since the moment he has passed there, okay? He wants me to thank you. What do you understand why he puts something... See, he wants to put something by the side of me. Now, I'm not quite sure what he means by this at the minute, but I believe that you would have done this when he passed. So I don't know whether you put something like in the coffin with him or something, but he wants me to think, okay, bless you, okay, because I know that he puts something by the side of me, okay, and he says to me, thank you. And would I be right in saying to you that that's a photograph you put by the side of him, of you and him together?
No, I put flowers in.
Okay. But would you understand why I would talk to you about the photograph of you and him together?
Yes.
Okay. See, because he wants me to say thank you to you, okay? And again, it's just his way of proving to you that he was with you from the moment he passed, okay? He says to me that you have to start taking the blame away from yourself, Bettina, because I know that you're blaming yourself in some ways because you feel as if you could have done more. And he says to me, you've done everything you possibly could. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Why does he tell me about that, you know, and there must be the most horrible thing that, if it's true of what he tells me, but would I be right in saying to you that it was like you just couldn't wake him up? Would you understand of that?
No, I don't.
Okay. When he passed, would I be right in saying to you that it's like as if he passed and he was just asleep and I couldn't wake him up. I'm trying to wake him up and but he's crossed over.
No, I don't understand that.
Okay. Maybe I've got it wrong, okay, because he's just saying to me about, it was like as if I was just asleep and I wasn't going to wake up anymore, okay? So the last time you saw him, is that the thought that's in your mind that he was just asleep? I knew that he wasn't going to wake up anymore.
Yes.
Okay. I do apologize for saying that he was there at the time, but I know that's what he brings to my awareness. That's what he tells me to say to you, I was just asleep, but I knew I wasn't going to wake up anymore. Okay. Now, for some reason, would I be right in saying to you that he was a stickler for keeping to time on things? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because he makes me aware, I just want to stick to time. And, you know, everything has to be done in order with this man of when he was you with us, okay? You know, he was a cheeky chappy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, because he just laughs at me. Because, you know I just said to everyone about the, you know, what my day has been like today. And I'm actually still sat here in my work clothes, believe it or not, okay? And he just laughs at me. He says to me, look at the state of you. Okay, so that's the way he would be in his character-wise. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, because as I said, he just points me and laughs at me because he just made reference to the way I look, and I'm thinking, you cheeky, I wouldn't say that, but I, you know, that's just the way he would come across. And I know if you didn't know him, then you would think he's just a cheeky guy. But you know, in all good attention, that's exactly the way I want to bring him through there. You know, he meant no one, no harm in this life, but you know, he would have this kind of personality that you would think, you're a cheeky chappy. Okay, do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Now I know, that he's, you know, he respects that, you know, we govern by time, and you know, there's lots of other callers online here. So you know, he does say to me that, you know, he respects that his time is almost done here with me. But he says to me, you know, it's not done with you. You know, he'll always remain in your life. He will always remain around your vibration. And for some reason, you know, he just makes me aware and just makes reference to your back. Do you understand that your back is giving you lots of trouble at the moment?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because he talks to me about bending down is a problem for you at the moment, isn't it? You know, it's like, you know, every time I bend, I got to hold my back and it's like, oh, it's really sharp pain shooting down my back as he speaks to me. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
And you know, it almost comes from like my shoulder blades and down my neck, down into my back. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, it's like, would I be right in saying to you that, why did he say about the cream? Have you been like rubbing cream into your back then or something?
Yes, he used to put stuff on my back for me.
Okay, that's fine. Because it's like as if he wants me to say the cream is not working like it used to. So would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, I do.
You know, I'm never going to be the one who would tell you have to start rubbing cream in or you must stop. I would never do that. You know, I'm not a doctor. They've just said, you know, I'm a bricklayer. But, you know, he tells me I have to say it to you about the cream. It's not working like it used to. So if he would have rubbed that in, isn't that perfect that he's just come through to us at the minute, okay? Now, I'm going to hand you over to see if June wants to say some words to you as well, okay? And I know that Kelly may want to jump in there as well. So, June, I want to hand it over to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. What I want to do, what I'm getting here is a private person. He wants me to give you my email address, and you decide whether or not you and I, we need to talk, but we need to talk in private, not over the air, okay?
Okay.
I do give readings by email. I do give readings by phone. And what I have to say to you from your husband will be private.
Okay.
And what you can do after that, if you'd like, is let Mike know the results of my reading with you.
Okay.
So here, the address to reach me is Love After Life.
I'm sorry, one more time.
It's LOVE, Love After Life.
Okay.
LLC.
LL what C?
@LLC.
Okay.
at AOL.com.
Okay.
And put down Junie, put the subject on up in the line that it's you, and I will look for your email when we're done with this show. I will look for you, and let's keep in touch, and I'll give you your reading. And all I ask is that you maybe let Mike know what you got, and
okay.
So I'll have the testimony. But this is private, and that's it. That's what I'm getting from him. And also to, okay, and also he wants you, okay. All right. He wants me to teach you. I'm going to help teach you and other widows out there who would like to connect with their husband how I did it. How did she do it? And he's
right.
Very respectful of others now that are waiting to talk to Mike. So
right.
We can't. You and I can't possibly cover that right now. So please
right.
Keep in touch with me.
Okay? I will.
Okay, hon. Bless you.
Bless
believe,
you. Thank you all so
believe,
much.
Believe this. It's happening. It's happening. He's there. He's here.
I just wish I could see him.
Well, no, we'll talk about that, too. Don't watch
right.
out what you wish for.
Oh, I know it, but yes, I know he's here.
Okay, hon.
Perfect.
I'll wait to hear from you.
Tina, well,
okay,
thank you so much for calling into the show, and, you know, thank you for allowing me the privilege to work with your husband, okay? But, you know, remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay? And, you know, keep it and listen to it as many times as you want. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Bless y'all. Thank you so much.
And don't forget, send that email to Mike Davis, USA, @AOL.com. I'll find out all the information of where I will be touring once I'm in America. And I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Junior, absolutely perfect reading there, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. I'm having all I can do, okay? I know where she's coming from. So
It's very difficult, and, you know, from first-hand experience, like yourself,
yeah.
You know, to losing someone that close to you, to be able to communicate with them again, you know, I can't think of anything better that I'd rather do than that, and to do what I'm doing.
It's wonderful what you did. It's wonderful, and it was enough for now. But I got readings for her, but he asked me if I could do this in private, so that's what we'll do. And hopefully, what she'll do in return is send you a letter or an email. Stating what we got, and where she and I will be together for a while. I have the suspicion that's the way that's going to work. And this isn't a coincidence. This is
what's meant.
Her husband working from spirit to connect her with Junie and Mike. Yeah, yeah. This is the way it's supposed to be. It's wonderful.
June, I'm going to go to another caller. Okay.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
We have Joanne online. Hi, Joanne. Are you there with us?
Hi, I am.
Hi, Joanne, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego, California.
From California, absolutely wonderful. And you know, I've got some friends in California, and I know that, again, that's a beautiful place as well, isn't it?
It is. I wish you were coming out here on your tour.
Well, you never know.
Who's to say we can't do it?
Exactly, I think you should.
I was just going to say there to you, Joanne, you know, well, what you need to do now is to send an email to the hostess, which is June.
Yeah.
Send an email to Mike Davis, USA2, which is the number2@AOL.com, and put your suggestions forward, because, you know, it's simple enough for me to say, you know, I'm touring the New Hampshire area. Last time I was in Florida, you know, but if you want us to visit somewhere, then you need to let us know. And let us know through June.
Yes, please.
Email.
Yes.
Simply, as I said, Mike Davis, USA, 2, which is the number2@AOL.com. And put your suggestions forward there, Joanne. And, you know, maybe.
And they can use Love After Life if they want to, Mike. It's okay with me.
Okay, then, yeah, or even Love After Life.
LLC.
LLC.
Yep.
And that's at AOL.com as well.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, Joanne, what was the reason that you called in for tonight?
Well, I called in for a couple of reasons, but like you were saying to the woman before, I called in for a certain reason.
Okay.
And in addition to that, and to that end, I, you know, it because of the person that I lost, I have been giving some consideration to, you know, opening up my abilities if I indeed have some. I know that, you know, everybody has them to some degree. But
okay.
I don't know, and, you know, it.
Okay, Joanne, you sound like a medium's delight. You're telling me everything I need to know.
Sorry.
Let me work. Make me work.
Okay.
No, because, you know, and let me just quickly share with you, you know, for the whole 20 years, I've only been doing radio 3 years like this. You know, I've always been in radio and particularly around local stations around me. But, you know, the old time of me working for the spirit world, you know, especially when I'm doing an audience, I just go to someone and start working. You know, they don't even say anything, just a simple yes or no. And you know, that's the way... it works better for me because, you know, then that way, whatever comes out, it's just purely evidential and perfect. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you want me to start again? I know. See, Kerry is not well. She really isn't really well at all. Bless her. I know I've got somebody else that's here, June, as well. I tell you what, Joanne, let me introduce another guest. Okay. And I know that he's, well, actually, you know, he's not really a trainee. He has worked for Spirit for some time. Let me just bring in a good friend of mine, which is Michael. Hi, Michael. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing there?
I'm all right, mate. How's you?
Good, good. I'm doing very well. Just hold on there a minute, Mike, because obviously in Spiritual Connections, we all have a go. You know, it's not about me, you, or anybody else. It's all of us together.
Yep.
So, June, do you want to start with Joanne, or do you want me to start?
Well, the only thing that I got right away was somebody, and for some reason, and I'm not sure it's for Joanne, but somebody keeps singing tan shoes and pink shoelaces, polka dot dress, and man, oh man. And I'm hearing Cracker Barrel. I don't know what tan shoes and pink shoelaces the song would have to do for you, Joanne.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Okay, well, I'm getting it for somebody.
Okay, okay. Okay, well, let me pick up there, Joanne, okay? And I know Michael will be able to work with us, and it's going to be quite strange, two Michaels in this studio. I think we'll stick to Mick, because that's easier, Mick, isn't it? Because that's your nickname, isn't it?
It is, right, yes, it is.
Mick and Mike, that sounds a lot better than Michael and Michael. But Joanne, the communication there with you, okay? And as I'm doing so, you know, I do believe I have someone that connects there with you from your mum's side of your family that comes closer to me at the moment. And I know that this lady makes me aware of when she passed on to the spirit world. She makes me aware that, you know, her whole body gave up on her at the end of her life. And I believe it's almost like as if as soon as one thing started to go, the next one went. And I believe this. I want to talk about like my organs and my physical being here, that one went and then the other one went and then the other one, until the moment she passed, until the moment like her whole physical body just gave up on her. At the end of her life, she tells me that she was a fighter and she fought right away to the end of her life there. Okay, she says to me about that she never gave up on this battle that she had before she passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of a lady like this for me, please, there, that would link to your mum's side of your family?
I do.
And I know as she comes close, she just makes me aware that she's a very loving lady within her character. It's a very much down to earth, you know, she just opens her arms up wide to me, like a, you know, a big massive welcome in me as she comes into the vibration. And I believe that's what she, not for me, but for you. She wants to welcome you and embrace you within this loving vibration of the spirit world. And she tells me that, you know, you've been waiting for some time for her to make her, you know, the word I want to use, and you know, I've never ever used this word in my life, but make her, I'm going to say it wrong, debut, is that what you say?
Make
her
to appearance? Make what?
To make her first appearance, is it called a debut? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Debut.
Thank
debut.
You. Okay, so it's like, I'm having my chance to come through you tonight. So do you understand of that, Joanne?
Yes.
Perfect. See, because I know that's the reason why she's come here, and she's so excited to be here with us. She's so excited to be around your vibration, and she says to me, you know, there's so much going on in your life at the moment. I believe that you feel like, you know, your life is like being pulled and pushed from one thing to the next, and there's nothing settled, there's nothing solid in your life that you can say, that's exactly what I'm doing, because I feel that everything's all up in the air with you at the moment, Joanne. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, without me sounding offensively, but would I be right in saying that you feel as if you're going to meet yourself coming back if it keeps going the way it's going? Is that right?
What's that mean, meet myself coming back?
In other words, that there's so much going on that you don't even know where you're going, how you're getting there, what you're doing.
Yes.
And if you're not careful, you would have already done something over and over again.
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know this is what this lady makes me aware of to say that to you, okay, that there's so much going on in your life. Now, I know that, I know that you mentioned about your awareness in the very beginning, and I really wish that you hadn't a bit there. But would I be right in saying to you that you are aware of the spirit world coming through to you now in a different way, because it's like as if it's not the normal way that it normally works with you. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that she makes you aware, not that I use cards, I've probably never used any tools, in my whole 20 years of working, but she just makes me aware of cards, which is fine, you know, because some people use them to help them to build a connection to the spirit world, but it's like as if I want to say, like, you're learning to adjust from one thing to the next. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you that, you know, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you that, you know, in fact, it's more to the point that you're holding yourself back? Do you understand of that as well?
Yes.
And, you know, it's like as if I want to kick myself here, okay? So that's the way that you feel, that you're kicking yourself. Because, as I said, you can be your own worst enemy. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, even though your name is Joanne, there's an Anne or Annie in the spirit world that you would know as well, isn't there?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to change anything. Anne is what I'm hearing, but I want to put E on the end, so I want to say maybe Anne E, this link into you there from the spirit world. Now, let's look up on your mum's side, because I want to stick to your mum's side. And see, this is where I'm stubborn. Now, if I go into your mum's side of your family, I know I would find a large family to do with your mum, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that there's like 7, 8 of them in that family to do with your mum?
You mean over in the spirit world?
Well, it doesn't matter where they are, whether they're all in the spirit world or whether some of them are still in this world, it doesn't matter. But your mum comes from a large family and there's like
seven... No, my mom doesn't come from a large family. No, my mom doesn't.
Okay, let's go back a generation to your grandma.
No, she doesn't either.
She doesn't either. Well, I know that there's a large family that were connected, certainly around you, and I know that's where I want to place the Annie.
Huh. Okay. And it's on my mom's side?
I believe it's on your mom's side, okay. Which one of them is either your mum or your grandma that has the three sisters, or they are one of three sisters?
That's probably my great grandmother. I know there's my grandmother was one of two sisters.
So hang on a minute. Okay, I think you're losing me a bit there. Okay, as I said, either one of three sisters, or there was three sisters in the family, okay? So
okay.
You just said to me that your grandmother was one of two sisters.
Yeah.
Does that mean that there was three of them?
No. It was just her and my aunt.
Okay, so then we need to go back then, okay? So if it is linking with your great-grandmother, then that's fine, okay? I know that
okay.
The aunt connects there, okay, that just wants to bring her vibration, bring her love through there for you, okay? Because even though that this lady is close there with you, she's trying to support you, trying to guide you from where she is, and what she wants me to say to you is that you keep going forward because you will do what you're meant to do, okay? And you need to start giving yourself credit for what you're doing. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let Mick come in there and join in there. Mick, are you happy to join in here?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. Absolutely fine. No problem. Right. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hiya.
As Mike's been giving you a reading, I've been sitting in trying to get connection going myself.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting a connection. You're cutting in and out?
Can you hear me now?
It's almost like you're underwater.
Let's try something. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right. As I was saying, as Mike's been talking, I've been trying to make a connection myself. I know that I have got a lady right-hand side. And as I've been listening, this lady's been holding my arm. So that will indicate to me, before this lady would have passed to the world of spirit, there had been someone sitting to the right-hand side of this lady with the hand on her.
I'm sorry, what about this lady?
This lady tells me, before she would have passed the world of spirit, just before it, that somebody was holding they've got their hands on this lady's arm just before the pass. And I also want to say, just before she did also go over, this lady would have also, just very slightly, opened her eyes. So as if like trying to say, last look around, she to say goodbye. Do you understand that?
A lot of that. That keeps cutting out. It's very hard to hear you.
Yes, that did happen.
Right, okay. And I don't know why, but she's telling me that she's in spirit with her brother. If it's not a brother, it's got to be like a brother type figure. She keeps saying brother to me, brother.
That might be my great-grandmother.
Right. I also want to go to the throat area, this lady. She keeps taking me to the throat area. I feel like I'm having difficulty either swallowing or there's something wrong with my throat. So I don't know where this lady had...
The thing is none of us who were close to her were with her when she died, so I wouldn't know that.
Right. But do you know if this lady actually couldn't do...
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know if this lady had a condition?
You know what? If it's my great-grandmother, I hadn't seen her for some time before she died, so I don't know.
Oh, right. It's just, I know this lady told me that she lost a lot of weight towards the end. To me, she had a great illness. She had a lot of illness. And this illness was very prolonged. It seemed to go on and on and on. She was trying to fight it. But in the end, she just lost her will to live. Her body could not keep up with it anymore. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you know what? That actually is probably my grandmother.
Right. Right, hang on. She's giving me the number 17. If you give me the number 17, it usually means the 17th of a month. Can you type the 17th of a month?
I think that may have been the day she died.
The 17th of the day she died, right. Brilliant, thank you. Oh, God. She's an absolutely lovely lady.
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out again?
Sorry about this. Right, hang on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hang on. She keeps putting... I don't know whether it's like a bandana around my head. She wants to wrap something around my head. Did she wear something around her head, please?
I believe she wore a turban around her head before she... Not a turban, but something that, you know, so that you didn't see that she didn't have hair.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, that's why she's wrapping it around my head then. Thank you very much. Okay. Who's like got the name of Brian or Brenda? There's a BR name.
Living or past?
I do feel that it is living. Somebody who's here now.
There's a Brenda. But she's not family. There's a Brandon.
They don't have to always be family, my love. It's just. To me, it's like an acknowledgement of a name.
Okay.
And I've also got the boy name. I've got to say the name of the boy to you. Boy, please.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out again. What?
Who's got the name of Michael?
Michael?
Yes. Whose name's Michael, please?
That would be my husband.
Right, okay, there's a big acknowledgement to Michael. There's a lot of love going to Michael. I don't know if Michael's underneath the weather at the moment, which is giving me the blue. Now, when Spirit gives me the colour blue, to me that means they're indicating that they're sending healing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right. To me, she's showing me pills or tablets, so I don't know whether Michael's on medication.
Yes.
Right, okay. And I also want to have something put on my arm, like drips or injections.
No.
Would they be given with lady, my love? Because I feel like I've got something going into my left arm, like a drip or a saline solution or something going into my arm.
No, he hasn't.
No, not with Michael, but, you know, with this lady in the world of spirit, my love. She's indicating to me now that she's got something in her left arm before she died, like a drip or something.
You know who I think you're bringing through is his mom.
Right,
okay. She was a member of a huge family. And she would be over there with her brother. Her brother just passed. Someone who's her sister's husband just passed.
Right. I know that I've got to put this to a counselling. It's definitely counselling for me. And also, my heart's beating so fast, it's unbelievable. I feel like I've got a bit of a... There's a heart condition. It's like a patient is what I want to use.
Yes, he does have a heart issue.
Right. I'm gonna have to cut the link there, my love. I hope that you've understood your reading that I've given you. And thank you for letting me read you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well,
you're welcome.
You're absolutely wonderful. And thank you, Joanne, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archive.
Mike, may I say something to Joanne real quick?
You may do, June, yes.
Joanne, while they were giving you the reading, I took down what I got on a piece of paper, and I'd be happy to give that to you. If you want to email at MikeDaviesUSA2@AOL.com. And
that
then send the results to Mike.
That would be awesome. Now, is it Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
so I wrote down, I've got 3 or 4 or 5 things here, but I don't want to interrupt these guys. I'm having a ball listening to them.
Well, thank you so much, all of you. Junie, I will definitely email you. I'm actually on my way back to work. Thank you all so much for reading me, and have a blessed day. Or night.
You too.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day, and I'll say thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
All right, Mick. That was awesome.
Mick, I don't know where Mick is gone. Mick is there. Mick, you somewhere else? You are.
Mate. Yeah.
It's a shame. His mic is cutting in and out a little bit, but I hung on every word he was saying, but...
It is a little bit difficult, Mike. I don't know if you can sort that out whilst we go to the next break in a minute, okay?
Right.
That's okay. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's a slight adjustment there, but that's fine. Thank you, Mike. I'm going to pop you back on hold in a minute.
Okay, mate, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, Jim, we're going to go to our next piece of music, okay? Now, again, I absolutely adore this song. I know I've played it a few times before. Well, actually, in the past, on the Sunday show, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here on Mike Spirit FM. So let's press this button and enjoy. Thank you. Don't Stop Believing There by Journey. You know, I absolutely adore that song, and listening
I love that.
Listening to the chat room as well, there's some people in there like it as well. So, you know, I will say I do apologize to people that's on hold. Okay, I know that we've just had a message in the chat room that about does it mean that I can't get in there. You know, we'll do our very best to get to as many of you as we possibly can. There is quite a big caller list tonight. But, you know, Spiritual Connections is all about everyone else that's working, okay? You know, my regular show on a Sunday, it's at 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 12 p.m. noon on Sunday. That's where, you know, I'll have a guest on and we'll just be doing reading after reading after reading. So, you know, we have another host here, Mike Spiro at FM, we really do. Mondays, Tuesdays, tonight's, Sundays, soon to be a Thursday as well. So, you know, Keep listening, keep calling in, and you will get there when the time is right. Okay, so let's go straight back to the phone lines. And unfortunately, I didn't have time to screen any of the other callers, so I'm just going to call your area codes out. And the next area code is 425. Hi, area code 425. Can we take your name, please?
My name is Brandia.
What was it, sorry?
It's Brandia, like Brandy with an A.
Oh, okay, Brandy. Okay, so we'll just is it okay? We'll just call you Brandy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Brandy, that's fine. And where are you calling from, there, Brandy?
From Lynnwood, Washington.
From Washington, wonderful. And is it nice there in Washington?
It's actually starting to get nice. I wasn't holding out too much hope this morning. It was it looked like a storm was coming, but it decided to go away.
Oh, well, I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased for you. You know, it's been It's been an okay day here in the UK. You know, it's been overcast all day, but you know, this evening started raining. You know, typical, and apparently it's not going to stop until at least tomorrow. So, never mind. That's typical of the UK weather. So Bradley, what was the reason that you called in for?
It was kind of twofold. I wanted to see kind of who's around me that's passed on, that's bugging me, and just kind of what my gifts are, because I'm all across the board. I can do a little of this and a little of that, but I can't quite get together.
Brandy, don't tell me anymore, okay? Because it's our job to tell you, okay? Now, I'm going to start here with you myself, okay? And I want to start there with you. You know, there's a gentleman, excuse me, there's a gentleman that just steps straight into my vibration as I hear your voice. And I know that this gentleman connects with you. I believe that he connects maybe more towards your dad's side as he comes in, because he comes into the other side, which means it's your dad's side. Now, I believe that this gentleman was a very stern man, very strict in his character-wise. I know whatever he had to say out there would come, please or offend. I know that he's not a very big man in his build. He's quite, I want to say quite slight of his build, in fact, okay? Very much drawn within his features, okay? His face was quite slim toward the end of his life. I do believe that this man would have passed quite quickly, and I want to say in the end. So even though that he suffered for a while, he passed quickly in the end home to the spirit world. I do believe that I want to say to you that I may be linking with your dad, okay? So do you understand of this gentleman in the spirit world there for me, Brandy?
Yes.
And you understand of him as your dad, is that right?
It absolutely is my dad. But my dad is 6'7", but he got really small. His face was gaunt and everything before he left.
Okay. Absolutely perfect. Because I know that he's just stepped straight into the vibration, okay? The minute I heard your voice, your dad just came in there. And, you know, the way he was, as I said, very strict, very stern, whatever he had to say, how out he would come, please or offend with him, because I know that's what I want. This is how I want to be with you. Very direct. You know, I don't want to mince my words, because he says to me, that's not the way I was. Don't mince your words. Just say as it comes, okay? So I know that your dad is very closely connected there with you in the spirit world as we speak at the moment. And I know that, you know, if your dad was with us in the physical life, believe you me, he would have things to say, because I know that there's things going on within your life, within your vibration, that you feel if only dad was here, he'd sort this one out straight away. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I see it every day.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that your dad comes through to make me aware of this, to let you know that he's there, and to let you know that he knows of what's going on within your life there. Now, I know as well that he talks to me about some of the things, and he says to me that, you know, you feel as if there's like a lack of support, a lack of, I don't want to use that word, he says commitment. Do you understand why he would make me aware to say this to you?
Yeah, that's the way that I feel.
Ah, perfect, okay. See, because he just reminds me, say it as it comes, okay? So, you know, again, that's the way your dad would be. See, I know that your dad loved his quality of life of when he was you with us. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because he makes you aware that his quality of life, he always done exactly what he pleased, but not, you know, he always considered others, okay? He didn't do anything selfish or, you know, he always considered everyone else. But he says to me, I've done exactly what I needed to do. And I believe the routine of his life was so important to him, and he would have always loved, you know, that routine of his life. Do you understand of that?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I know that another question was about your gifts and where and what and everything else before I cut in there, because, you know, it's up to me to kind of tell you, not just me, but everyone else. And I know that my Kerry has something there for you, so let me just bring in Kerry a minute.
Hiya.
Hello.
I was checking up an elderly lady. She may have suffered with a stroke symptoms, pain to the left eye and the left side under the face.
Uh-oh, I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
What Kelly was saying there, that she picked up on a lady that passed with a stroke conditions, a stroke-like conditions, pains, what do you say, around her face and around her eye when she passed on to the spirit world. So do you understand of a lady like this that would have passed in the spirit world?
Yes, my great-grandma.
Okay, bless her heart, because she just stepped in there. What else does she have to say there, Kerry?
I feel like she struggled towards the end. Like, she struggled to get things, like, to do things.
Hey, did you hear that, Brandy?
No, she's breaking up.
Okay. It's Studio 2. No, sorry, well, Studio 1, actually. She struggled with... Okay, she struggled to do things towards the end of her life, okay? Almost as if she needed, like, help to do things, needed lots of support of the family. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, and she didn't get it.
And she didn't get it. Bless her heart, okay? Because she just stepped right into the vibration and you know, giving this to Kerry there, okay? Is there anything else she wants to say to you?
I just feel like she's come through to give us some guidance.
Okay, that she just come through to give you guidance. Do you understand that, Brandy, that it's the guidance that you're looking for from the spirit world at the moment?
Yes, I believe so. She was a very spiritual being. But she might be, sometimes she was too nice.
Okay. Bless her heart. Well, you know, she just stepped into the vibration here because she wants to be remembered, and she wants to just say to you that even though that she may have not had that support in this life, that she can still give that support, because I'm aware of her now. See, and that, you know, that's the fortunate thing about me. I'm able to pick up on other people's connections where, you know, where I've developed this and where I've trained people to do this. You know, it's able to work in that way. And I know that as this lady is forward, stepping forward here, and I'm becoming aware of her, she says to me that she still wants to give you that help and support, because that's the way she was. It didn't matter, because she says, it doesn't matter about me. It doesn't matter, you know, because I just got on with things anyway. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, let me go back to addressing this development, this awareness there with yourself and what gifts you have. Because if I say to you that nothing is really clear at the moment, it's not clear hearing, it's not clear seeing, it's just a bit of a mixture of every now and again we hear something, but we can't quite make out what it was. Sometimes we see things, and the quicker it comes in, the quicker it goes, so we can't make out what we were seeing. Do you understand that's the way it is with you at the moment?
Yes.
Because
oh,
that's exactly what they've come to say to me, that it comes in so quick and then it goes so quick. And, you know, there's no time in between for you to decide or decipher what, who, or whatever it was there, okay? And I do believe, I want to say to you that, you know, it always happens when you're doing nothing in particular. Let's just say that we were doing the dishes and then you just seen something in the corner of your eye. Let's just say that you was watching the TV. Then all of a sudden you might hear a little sound, but not know what it is. Is that right?
Yes, constantly.
Okay.
It's like, stay here so I can get you.
Okay. See, and that's the wonderful thing about spiritual connections, you know. I'll listen to you, I'll work with you, and then I can give you advice, spiritual advice, on what you can and can't do, okay? Now, there's one of two things. If it's something that you wanted to stop, then you must mean, I wanted to stop, and tell them, I don't want this no more, and please leave me be, okay? Or if you want to develop it, then develop it. So instead of you breaking that concentration of when you're doing the dishes or watching the TV because something has happened, don't draw your attention to it. Because once you're in that altered state of consciousness, when your mind takes over and your mind just wanders off on another direction because it's an everyday-to-day thing to wash a dish, you know, and you don't have to think about it because it's a natural process to do it. Then that's when we become aware of the spirit world. That's when the clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transfigure, you know, clairgustience all comes in. Okay? So the easiest way to do this is to be in that altered state of consciousness. Okay? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
So whichever way you want to take it, whether you want it to stop or you want it to work, than develop it, okay? Because I know, see, when you're hearing and seeing, it's clairaudience and clairvoyance, okay? So does that help you a bit there, Brandy?
I just, I mean, I know you said I'd go all over the place, but I don't know what my strengths are. I'd kind of like to work on them. I know I have several types of gifts, but I don't know which one is the strongest.
Mike, I might be able to help her.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Okay, Jim, but let me just tie up there what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because, see, whatever your strongest point is will come to the forefront of your mind when the time is right, see? And I've worked with hundreds of people that have turned around and said the same thing to me. What is my strong point? Your strong point, or whichever way you're meant to work, will come out when the time is right. The minute we try and force it, that's when it will go wrong, okay? Now, it worked for me when I was 17, and it's still working with me now that I'm 37. And that's because it was meant to work for me at that age. Now, it doesn't matter what age you come into this. It matters nothing at all. What matters is that we recognize it, we understand it, and we work with it when it's ready to be worked with. Okay?
Yeah, so, that's exactly why. It's because it's time, but I'm needing some guidance from somewhere
now,
because I'm so skeptical.
Okay, now you feel the time is right. Now what you have to do now is to develop it, okay? Now that would either be by sitting with another medium in a development class, circle, call it what you want, or trying to develop it in a way that you understand it. Okay, June, did you want to add something in there?
Yes, you touched on everything I wanted to say. It's exactly. Brandia, I have maybe 6 or 7 messages here. Once again, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and email me because I don't want to take the time away from other people, but I do want to give you the messages, these two messages. One of them is they want you to please keep a diary or a journal. They're going to send you numbers, 111 or 222, 333. They're going to send what they call synchronicities to you. Please put everything down there. And as far as sorting out what you're going through, I understand completely what you're going through. And yes, you can get that help. And all of the people out there that might not be able to connect with Mike today, it must be frustrating. I can only imagine. You have so many questions. And please email me. I'd be more than happy to help do that. I love listening to, and I'm learning too. I'm still learning. I'm only doing this for 3 years. But keep your journal. Keep a handheld. Okay, they're telling me handheld tape recorder. When things are coming through, put it down. This will help you sort things out. Okay, and don't lose touch with me because I know I can help you further.
Oh, that would be nice because I'm going bananas.
Yes, I know you. I know. And you want to know something? This happened to me to the point that I asked my daughter-in-law to put me away. I really thought that I was crazy. I thought I was going crazy. And now I know. Of course not. We're not crazy. You just need a little extra help. Mike's doing all he can here. And I'll be happy to do what I can. So email me at the Love After Life LLC at AOL.com, and then we'll send what we get to Mike so he can see the results. Mike's reaching as many people as he can.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Brandy. And remember to find out where I'm going to be touring in America, or if you want me to be appearing at your area, send an email to the host, which is June, at Mike Davis, which is D-A-V-I-E-S, Mike Davis, USA, 2, which is the number 2, at AOL.com.
Yay, Mike. Woohoo.
Yeah, I got it right then, June.
Yay.
Brandy.
And Brandia, I also wanted to say I will email or you get a hold of me and I'll email what I got to you here.
Perfect.
For the messages.
All right. Thank you so much.
You can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now, bye.
Mike, you are a master. Woohoo!
Well, you know, Jim, I don't look at myself like that. Jim, we're going to go to our next music break. So we'll be right back just after this.
Alrighty.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body and last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I might have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
All right,
so what else?
A different city every night.
Yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up. So everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry will be and good sleeping soundly. I know we all have a silly dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
All right,
yeah. What else?
A different city every night.
Yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for
when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
When I'm a billionaire.
Wanna
be a billionaire,
uh-huh.
So freaking bad.
Well, you know, June, I don't know about being on the cover of Forge magazine, but I will be on the cover of Take a Break, Plate of Fortune magazine.
There's something I'd like to share with you, Mike. Forgive me if I start crying. I'm going to try not to do that. Okay. That song that you just played.
Yeah.
That was sent to me by my grandson.
Okay. Well, I do apologize, everyone. I don't know what happened there. Maybe it was just. I don't know.
I think Spirit's trying to give me some breathing space.
I think that's what it was, Jim. He was saying about that song. I do apologize. I don't know what happened there, but
that's okay. My grandson has passed at the age of 24, and I went to see a medium in Massachusetts, and she said, "Your grandson keeps singing, 'I want to be a billionaire so bad,' or something." She says, "I have no idea what that song's about," and I said, "Well, I don't either. I've never heard of it." So I did research the song and found out who sang it, which brings me to my point. The point of this is I want you all out there to know that music has played a huge part of the communication between my husband and myself and my grandson. They love sending music. What do you think about that one, Mike? What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think music has inspired definitely, you know, to the,
yes,
the artists, you know, if you only, you know, listen to some of the songs, you know, which I play right here on my Spirit FM. I really do. And, you know, I think it's such an inspiration. You know, and you know, you listen to some of our artists, and they may say no, you know, that they're not spiritual, they don't believe in music or any, sorry, they don't believe in spirit or anything. But you know, you listen to the words in their songs, and you know, absolutely amazing. And you know, that's why I play music here, because it can be so inspirational to people every time.
That was amazing. That was and Journey, the song Journey.
Oh, perfect.
That's my son. That's my son Dale, my younger son, and Jerry sent that for him. I know. It's okay. Amazing. It's wonderful.
It is. Let me bring on another caller here, June, and we do have area code 540. Hi, area code 540. Can I take your name, please?
It's Tammy.
Tammy. Hi, Tammy. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, Tammy, we're not going to spend very long here because obviously we're running out of time. I want to bring Mick back in here. Hi, Mick, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Okay, do you want to start with Tammy here?
Yeah, no problem. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Mick.
How are you doing? All right?
Good.
Right, Tammy, as I just quickly listen to your voice, I know that I have got a connection on the go. It isn't the greatest connection, but I do feel a female. Now, I ain't too sure if this female is actually related to you or she was just close to you, like a good friend or something. But I know that she's telling me that there's a lot of heartache and worry around you at the moment. And
okay.
A lot of sad times, she keeps telling me there's a lot of sad times. But like I said, I want to say it again, I don't want to say this lady's family. I want to say this lady is somebody that you know of.
Okay.
Do you understand someone that was very close to you? That's passed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But I've got to say that this lady is also in the world of spirit with her mom.
So, well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
This lady that I'm picking up on, she's also telling me that she's also up in, she's met up in the world of spirit with her mom.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Yes.
But there's got to be something really badly wrong with this lady as well. I'm getting a lot of pains in my head. My legs have gone to jelly. So whether something was wrong with her, but I'm getting a really bad health conditions around this lady at the time of passing. And
yeah.
I feel like my stomach is also swelling up a fraction, like. As if like all of a sudden my stomach's getting bigger and bigger. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Right. I've also got to give you the name of Rose. Can you take the name of Rose, please?
Yes, I can.
Right, and I've also got to give you a rose off this wonderful lady in spirit. She wants to give you a rose, my darling.
Okay, yes, I understand that.
Yeah. Again, with the rose, with the colour of it being red, I know that she's trying to tell me that you are also a very, very loving person and that you've got a big heart.
I try to be.
Oh, well, she's saying that you are. I also want to say that this lady also wants to tell you that there is, say that again, there's brighter times ahead of you. I don't know if you're also going through some money problems at the moment, but I know that she's telling me finances. So I don't know whether money's tight around you at the moment.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And who's got the, is it a Chevrolet or Chevy or something like that, a vehicle?
Oh, I don't know, because I have a Dodge and my husband's got a Ford.
Who's got the blue car then, my love?
Blue car.
She showed me a blue
car. I'm sure it's somebody. I just can't place them at the moment.
Well, I've also got to give you the month of March, my love.
Yes.
The month March is very important. But I also feel a male stepping in. Now, to me, this male, I want to say he's your father. It's like a father figure, so I want to say dad.
Okay.
Right? So I know that there's also, with this man, he's showing me a cake. So I know that there's a birthday coming up very soon around you.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay.
As a matter of fact.
Okay, that's right. Right. I don't know whether this man would have actually cooked when he was here, but whilst he's in spirit, he's actually cooked a cake for you for this birthday. He wants to say, look what I've made. Look what I've made. Look what I've made.
And oh, wow. Yeah, because he didn't do much cooking.
But he's highly proud of this cake. It isn't a great big cake, but he's really proud of it. He really is. And as he's talking to it, I know that this gentleman's also got a dog to his left-hand side of him. So I know that there's also an animal in the spirit world with this man. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Right, okay. I don't know whether it's either a dark, chocolatey brown colour or a black-coloured dog.
Yes.
Right, okay. I've also got to throw the name of Charlie at you. Who's Charlie, please?
Yes, I can take the name Charlie.
Take the name Charlie, right, okay. Well, I'm just trying to see what he's saying to me now. With this male, love, now I'm 5'10". I want to put this male taller than myself. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah. Right. He was about 6'1".
Right. Sorry, cause he's... Oh, bless him. God bless him. He's saying to me, he's the gentle giant.
Yeah.
He's a gentle giant. But I've also got... I've got to say that, my love. Just very quickly, before I wrap it up. He's showing me his fist. I want to say he was good with his fist in the past as well.
Yes.
All right. Okay, my love. I'm going to have to leave it there because I'm being called to time. And thank you very much. And thank you for letting me connect with your loved ones. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Tammy, for calling. I know that we are pushed on time, but I know Michael's done a fantastic job there with you. So thank you, Michael and Mick.
Again, Mike, I have about 7 things for her as well. Okay. If she wants to get a hold of Mike Davies' email address, I'll give her what I have.
Okay, perfect, June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tammy, you know the email address, Mike Davies, USA2, which is the number 2@AOL.com. And you can
yes.
always, okay, so if you can send June that email, again, you can find out where the tour dates are, you can find out where to I'm going to be, and get all that information there, as well as having the bits that Junie has received there for you. So, Tammy, remember, you can always download a copy of this show to have a copy of your reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mike. Mike, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on to the show. Thank you for being a part of Spiritual Connections, and you know you're always welcome here. I know I want to just talk to June as well. So, June, once again, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, have we got any information now that we can release on Spiritual Connections about where, when?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
I have June 4th. We're having a pool party in Northampton, New Hampshire, where Mike will be reading from 4 to 6 p.m., and we'll give him a bit of a break, and then back at 7 to 9. And
so let me just interrupt you there, June.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like a gallery reading, is that right?
So, yes, right. Gallery reading.
Okay, mm-hmm. So people will come along and sit around the pool and... Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, but there's only 20 of us. I've got 20 from 7, 4 to 6, and then 20 for 7 to 9. So okay. These will sell out fast, I imagine.
Perfect. Well, you know, if people have tickets, they need to get in touch with you, and that's via the email Mike Davies, USA2, which is number 2@AOL.com.
Yes.
So then that takes us to the 5th of June?
Yes, we're having a beach party at Northampton. And that one we're only going to do 7 to 9.
Okay.
In the evening. However, I'm hoping to book some private readings for you.
Okay, fair.
And I hope that the people will give me some suggestions, what they want to hear and what they want to have done. That's fine with me. I'm open to any of that. On the 6th, we have another pool party. Same thing, 4 to 6, and then from 7 to 9. On the 7th, we're going to Massachusetts. Anybody out there from Massachusetts? Email me. We're going to Massachusetts, and that's Karen, Mike, who's going to do that.
Wonderful. I'm looking
forward
to it, because I've done a few shows with Karen now. I know that Karen's coming back on the Mike Spirit FM and going back on to Karen's show very soon, which is, I think it's the 5th of May, isn't it? Yes, it is, the 5th of May.
Yes, it is.
And actually, that's when Karen will be on the Mike Spirit FM show as well. So really excited to actually put a face to the name.
Yes, wonderful.
So I think
we have June 8th, and that's going to happen at my house here in Newmarket, New Hampshire, 4 to 6 and 7 to 9.
Okay.
And like I say, in between, trying to give you a little rest, you and Carrie in between, but anything that they want done privately will email me and let me know.
Okay.
And then on the 9th, I believe, Mike's radio show. Don't you have a radio show on the 9th?
I will do, yes. That's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to be doing that from the Senior Citizen Center here in Newmarket.
Perfect. And is that going to be in front of a live audience?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
And a gathering that evening from 7 to 9.
Okay, perfect.
And then on the 10th, my house again. 4 to 6 p.m., 7 to 9 in Newmarket, New Hampshire. And I have the 11th, a place called Dead Duck Inn, and that's in the state of Maine. I'd love to hear from the state of Maine. I come from Maine originally, so anybody out there from Maine, please email me. We're probably sitting in each other's backyard here, for all I know. I don't have the time on that yet because we have to rent that out, and I'm at the mercy of these people getting back to me. I have to wait, but that's what I have for now.
Okay, perfect.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
It sounds like a very busy, it's over a week. I think it's maybe like 9 or 10 days, and it's going to be a very busy time when I'm out there in America with you, June. You know, I know that it was very busy last time I was out in America, in Florida, and I'm sure, you know, just as our first caller, you know, that said that, or was the second caller, I'm not really sure about going, you know, they'd love to see me in California. Then again, you know, if people want to see me in their places, send that email to you, which is Mike Davis, USA, 2, which is the number 2, at AOL.com, to retrieve all the information and retrieve your suggestions. Or sorry, send your suggestions. It's a Wednesday, I'm allowed to make a mistake. suggestions and send their questions or whatever it may be to yourself, which is the host of this tour. And, you know, I'm not going to say the word hopefully, but many to come, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Also, I thought it would be kind of fun to have whoever's out there bring your friends or family, get them booked, and you'll get a free reading.
Wonderful. You know what?
Okay, I'm going to try to talk Mike into giving you a free reading. If you can bring, or I will. You haven't even heard and see what I'm able to do yet, but that's okay.
You know,
I'll be happy to.
I love that word, free reading, because, you know, what I offer you on Mike Spirit FM, that's what all the hosts offer you on Mike Spirit FM. But remember, you can, as I say, send that email to June, which is Mike Davis, USA, 2, which is the number 2, at AOL.com, and retrieve all our information. But, June, I want to say as well, you know, if people do want to get a hold of me personally, whether it be for a reading or whatever, then you need to send an email to Mike Spirit, which is MikeSpirit, 15, which is the number 15, at AOL.com. And that's where you'll be able to get me privately. But June, I want to say a big, massive thank you to you for coming on to the show. Mick, again, a big, massive thank you to you, and a big, massive thank you to Kerry. Even though that she is poolish, she is under the weather, not feeling very well. I think the three of you have done absolutely fantastic, and I, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you very much to the three of you.
Mick, it was a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to work with you both. Can I just quickly say, if people want to add me on Facebook, they can find me underneath the name of Mick Paul Green.
Perfect. Okay, and mine, Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. And remember, everyone that's listening, or everyone that's even going to listen into the archives of the show, remembering Spiritual Connections next week, And from there on, we'll be on a Thursday at the same time, which is 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 12 noon at Pacific Standard Time. So that's next Thursday. We're not going anywhere, just moving a day. Moving to make way for a great host, Matthew James, who will be taking over the Wednesday. Not at the same time, I will remind you, not at the same time, because he is in Australia, and you know he has been, bless his heart, getting up 5 a.m. in the morning to do his shows. And I think he's doing a fantastic job for it being 5 a.m. in the morning, I really do. But we're making way for Matthew James to join us on the Wednesday as well as the Monday, taking two shows. Whose network is this? Mine or Matthew's? Don't know. I'm honoured that Matthew wants to do a second show. Really honoured. And, you know, yes, of course I'll make way for Matthew James. He's a fantastic host. And obviously Nick Humphries as well, another host here on a Tuesday. Don't forget, tune in to Nick Humphries. Those that wasn't lucky enough to get through on the line today, again, I really do apologise. But, you know, we are governed by time and there's only so much we can do. Don't forget my show on a Sunday, the Mike Davis Psych Medium Show. Again, it's live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon in Pacific Standard Time, or in the UK, it's 8 p.m. UK time. I know that Kelly will be joining me on the USA tour, and very soon we'll be in Norway in just over 2 weeks' time. So we're looking forward to doing that. There's going to be lots of workshops, demonstrations, private readings. For me, I'm going to say good night, Mike. Thank you very much, and good night, June.
You're welcome, Mike. Good night, all.
Cheers now, and have a wonderful day wherever you are.